Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechtes Shavuos, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Avonim Shaziyasan Hamachresha. I'm plowing through the ground and some of the stones got loose because of the plow. Stones are like stuck in the ground, but when the plow goes over it, it could loosen some of the stones. So either I loosen them up now, or I know they're going to become loose the next time I come through here with the plow. Let's say these stones have been covered. You couldn't see them. Now that I plowed through, even though I didn't loosen them, but you can see the stones. And I want to use them for building. Zakta Mishnah. In this case, we're asking only for two stones. But they have to be stones which two people have to carry, each one. Then the halacha is, you can take all the stones in the field, either that were loosened, or were uncovered. Why can I take the small ones? And the answer is because it's clear you're taking it to build. If you're schlepping such big stones, it's to build. You have to hire people, obviously, to help you. So the Mela, once he sees building, you can take the small stones also. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Hamasaka Lesedeyu, someone is removing little stones that are laying on the ground. He wants to use them for building also. So here we're going to say, Noitel Eswal Yainis, you can take the ones on top, the top layer, but Omaniach Asenoi Gesparitz, leave the ones that are mamish on the ground, touching the ground. We don't want people to think that you're trying to fix the field here. Now, if your kavana is to fix the field, then you can't take the top ones even if you leave the bottom ones. We're talking about you really want to use the top ones for building. V'chein gargar shel tzroiris. Let's say you have a pile of tzroiris. Remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma, tzroiris means pebbles. Oigal shalavon. Or a heap of stones. Noitelis will yoinis, you can take those that are on the top, umaniachas and negasparts, but you have to leave those that are touching the ground. Im yeshtachtein seloi kash, let's say, lifting the stones, and underneath, yoi, there's a layer of rock or straw. That'll be a green light. Then you can take the stones. Even the stones at the bottom of the pile? Yes. Because anyone who sees this chaps right away that what's underneath you can't plant. You can't plant on stone or on straw. Now, I would have thought maybe this is how the Sefer Ziv Hayam explains it. I mean that it's in a pile, you can take everything, even if there's earth right underneath. If I'm walking around the field, I'm taking a stone here, a stone there, it looks like I'm fixing the field. But here I'm just lifting a pile, so maybe you could take everything. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. That here too, you have to leave the bottom layer unless there's like just sheer rock underneath or straw. So no one's going to be chosh you doing it to plant because you can't plant there anyway. Okay, chazing over on Mishnah. Stones are like stuck into the ground that the plow machine made them loose. Even if it's going to become loose, I know. The second time I come across with a plow. Or they're covered with earth, and now all of a sudden, because I plowed through, you can see them. So here's the halach. If you have at least two stones that it would take two people to carry, you could take it, because it's clear you're taking it for building, then you can take all the stones as well. Once we see your building, we're not going to be chayshed you. Then we said if someone is removing little stones that are laying about the field to use them for a building, take the top ones, but leave the ones that are touching the ground. Want to make it clear you're not doing it to fix the field. Same as if you have a pile of pebbles or a pile of stones. Take the top ones. Leave the ones touching the ground, unless underneath there's rock or there's straw, so obviously you're not doing it to plant underneath. And then you can take every last stone all the way to the bottom.